This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. What a mess in the normally blissful Southern California harbor of Newport. A group of rowdy sea lions are sinking boats, attacking people who invade their space, and keeping people up all night with their barking. Reporter Rob Schmitz of member station KPCC says there's not much anyone can do to stop them.
A tour of Newport Harbor these days is like waking up in a frat house after an all-night keg party. There is a palpable trail of wanton destruction.
See how they got the chain link up? They bit through that. And you can see on the dock here, see the nails they put up? They kind of deteriorate.
As Dan Barazu maneuvers his boat between the sailboats and yachts moored off of the Balboa Peninsula, he points out barriers once erected but now destroyed. The perpetrators are much worse than rowdy frat boys. They're a stubborn gang of unruly sea lions that have, says Barazu, managed to take over the harbor this summer. 18 of them, weighing in from 200 to 800 pounds each, piled onto a 37-foot sailboat like a marine mammal rugby team, sinking the vessel within minutes. Now, folks are doing all they can to protect their boats. Today, Barazu points to a boat whose bow shines with the metallic glimmer of stainless steel spikes.
And see, this guy tacked down these nail strips up here? I guess if you get hit with a couple nails every now and then, they're going to think twice.
As Barazu floats past what's left of a 6-foot dinghy broken in two by one of the creatures, he comes face to face with a 400-pound black sea lion, proudly propped up on a bait barge, who, upon seeing the boat, bobs its head up and down and barks. The creature shakes its blubber and jumps into the water. Moments after the boat leaves, the animal jumps back onto its perch. Barazu rolls his eyes and sighs. Another guy shaking his head is Dennis McCown.
I do think they are becoming a bit more aggressive than they used to be. They bare their teeth and growl at you if you tell them to get off the boat.
And at night, they bark loudly. The Harbor Patrol says it's received more than 100 calls this summer from residents who can't sleep through the noise. The Newport Beach Harbor Commission has taken up the issue, but the city's stuck. Sea lions are protected under the 1972 Marine Mammal Protection Act, says Assistant City Manager Dave Kiff.
There's very little that we can do to sea lions, and the question is there a way we can make sure that their stay is fairly temporary?
One proposal is to work with fishing outfitters to ensure that the tons of bait they use is secured in tight containers the sea lions can't get to. Back at Newport Harbor, Baron Finneran rings up a customer at his bait shop. Finneran thinks the Harbor Commission's solution doesn't go far enough.
They do make concussion bombs that you can light and throw underwater, and when they go off, it's supposed to scare the seals away for when you're fishing. You know, there's stories of people even back in the day that would sit there with their 12-gauge and pick them off. They were that bad, a certain fisherman.
A Harbor Patrol officer said he'd heard of residents hiring people to shoo the sea lions away. He called them shooers. Stranger solutions have been attempted elsewhere. 9 years ago, Seattle attached an anchor to an underwater fiberglass killer whale to try and scare their sea lions away. They called it Fake Willy. It didn't work. In Seattle, as in Newport Beach now, when it comes to sea lions and humans fighting over turf, it appears the sea lions have the upper flipper. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Newport Beach.